Dangle Street.
And if you were driving a wagon, what did you hold in your hands?
Reins, lines. We call them lines then. Some of them call them reins.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted the horses to turn left, what did you tell them?
Haw.
And right?
G.
Uh-huh. And did you have any special term for the left horse?
No.
If you wanted them to start out, what did you tell them?
Get up.
If you want them to go faster.
Most of the time you'd mooch to them like that, and they'd take a line and bust them with it.
What if you were in a buggy?
Well, I had buggy whip.
Uh-huh. And then if you wanted them to stop?
Ooh.
And if you wanted them to go backwards?
Back.
Then they'd go which direction?
Right, back up.
And if you said get up, they'd go?
Forward.
When you were on a saddle horse, what did you hold in your hands?
Reins.
And you put your feet in what?
Saddle. Put what?
When did you put your feet in on a saddle
horse? Oh, stirrup.
And to hold the saddle on, well, how do you hold the saddle on here?
Girt.
One or two?
Well, some use one, some use two.
Depends on the use?
Well, it depends on most time what you're going to do with the horse. If you're on a rope or anything like that, they use two, what they call the girt and then a belly band.
Uh-huh.
Now, to keep the saddle from tilting forward if the rope's tied on.
Belly band is the back one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And if you're gonna break a horse, what do you put on his head?
Bridle? I don't know whether I understand what you...
Well, if you're going to break in the lead, would you...
Halter?
Halter?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same as a bridle?
Well, a halter doesn't have bits on it. It has a place for a rope to tie under it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to break them to lead, why, you use a halter.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything made out of rope that you put on their head for any purpose?
Well, you a lot of times use rope halters.
Uh-huh. This is to break them to lead?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you've trained them to do that, then you can use the bridle.
Bridles, uh-huh. You have for mules especially, you have what they call blind bridles. They have those things come over their eyes there, where they can just see out forward, you know. And they...
When you were a boy, did they ever use one of those things that they put over the horse's muzzle if they wanted to feed him? Let's say they were going on a trip someplace.
Yeah, they'd use those a lot of times when they were plowing corn or something, keep them not biting the top out of corn stalk, something like that.
What was this called?
Well, muzzle. Muzzle is what they what they call it.
Would they feed them in this too?
No, not this type, because they couldn't eat through it. That's to keep them from eating through.
Uh-huh.
Quarter after 11.
Was this other thing that they'd eat in called anything special? Or maybe they just didn't have the thing here.
We didn't use anything except feed trough. You know.
Uh-huh. If you took a wagon, you'd just feed them out of the box.
Feed them in and out of the wagon box if they weren't working.
What do you call things like this that you'd use for sawing boards?
Saw horses.
Use two of them? Mm-hmm. How about something like this? You'd use just one of them.
Well, that's what you use, put saw wood on, put a log cross and saw your, use uh-huh. cross-cut saw wood on.
Uh-huh. Is this called anything special?
Well, I see now there. Oh, it is, it has a name, but I couldn't, I don't remember what to do call it.
Mm-hmm. if a child took one of these things and put a board across.